God bless you, Heart Dwellers. I am so sorry I didn't get this message up this morning. I've been overwhelmed with things having to do with helping our house guest move. And but I'm here now, and the Lord has given me a message that I think will really cheer everyone up. First, I want to say that there has been an extraordinary amount of oppression lately in the way of fatigue and lifelessness, and, you know, just dragging along. Ezekiel and I have really felt it, and two or three other people have mentioned that they've really been feeling it. And Lana Vosser, who's a prophet of the Lord in Australia, put out a message about how been a release of an oppression. One of our heart dwellers said the Lord gave her the name a vapid spirit, and it sucks the life out of you. V is in Victor, A, P is in Peter, I, D is in dog. And I looked it up, and it talks about a spirit of flatness or a dull spirit, a spirit without life, exhausted, fatigued, tired, flat and lifeless, almost like salt that's lost its savor, really. And that's the name of, that's the definition for a vapid spirit. Lana Vosser gave it a whole more in-depth description. I probably should read it to you so you'll know what it's about, because it's really been coming against everyone. She calls it a Jezebel spirit. And a Jezebel spirit, of course, is any spirit that tries to deprive God's prophets of their calling and oppress them in any way. She said, I saw this spirit like an octopus, and its tentacles were attempting to hinder the senses of the people of God. Two tentacles were attempting to cover the eyes, two to block the ears, two to hinder the tongue. This spirit has been hitting eyes because of the greater vision the Lord is releasing, especially to the prophets and prophetic voices. It has been hitting ears because the Lord is leading his people into deeper levels of hearing his voice. Gosh, isn't that what we're all working towards? And the Spirit has been hitting mouths to bring a silencing of the messages on his heart right now that is releasing the revelation of his love at new levels through many different forms that's awakening the people of God to who they are and his love like never before. Isn't that our mission? Wow. And so many of you said you've really struggled. And part of your struggle may be the spirit, this oppressive spirit that has come against the body of Christ. She calls it a Jezebel spirit. Okay, so the spirit is attacking the mouths of worship leaders because a whole new breakthrough in worship and warfare has been released by God to worship teams and worship leaders. And so this spirit is directly attacking them as well. This spirit has been sent against many believers, causing extreme fatigue, an overwhelming feeling of wanting to give up. Wow, I mean, so many of you have voiced that. And give up and run, and the deep emptiness and despair for no reason at all, among other things. Many have been wondering what's wrong with them because of this sudden onslaught of things that is out of the ordinary. Ezekiel and I absolutely have been going through this. And the Spirit was coming after many and leaving them with such a deep feeling of fatigue, like the life was being sucked out of them. A real, unexplainable feeling of being drained. I saw many being hit with these feelings, especially in times of pressing in deeper into the secret place. One-on-one communion with the Lord was being greatly affected. Do not go chasing after this spirit, but know that it's being unmasked by the Lord and you are taking new ground. You're moving forward into new things and greater victories, greater breakthroughs, and the enemy isn't happy. I felt the Lord saying that the greatest weapon against this spirit is to worship. Lift up the name of Jesus. Declare his blood over you and do not fear. Declare the victory that is yours. War in your worship. Do not be put off by its tactics, but know that you are victorious and the Lord is leading you into manifestations of greater victory. Worship your way through the warfare, and you will not only see the spirit flee, but the very areas where it has attempted to hinder, you will receive a greater awakening of spiritual senses. Where this spirit has been attacking, the Lord is adding increase to you as you wage war and worship. And you know, the Lord gave me a rhema about worship 2 nights in a row. So I believe the Lord is unmasking this spirit, she says, to reveal to his people a deeper revelation of Ephesians 6:12, where our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. People of God are moving into new territories, taking greater ground, and that is why this overwhelming sense to run, to give up, and extreme fatigue has hit hard. There's a higher level of warfare happening for many right now, but I felt the Lord saying that those being hit hard, glorious encounters with me are before you. Wow. Shake it off and worship. Okay, well, there you go. That's what's been hitting us so hard lately. The Lord's message last night was... I mean, I just got this from an email that came in that I just happened to open because I haven't had time to do my emails. But the message the Lord gave me last night, I'll start out by explaining the worship was really sweet, and being in the presence of the Father and Jesus and dancing with Jesus. He invited me to come and sit with him, but I can barely keep my eyes open. Here I am, blessed Redeemer. I caressed his brow and held him tonight, telling him how much I love him. I'm afraid if I close my eyes to listen to you, Lord, I'll fall asleep. Help me, please. So he began. He said, I want to speak hope to my bride tonight. Even though you walk through the dark valley, you will fear no evil, for I'm with you. When you are constantly focusing on the negative, hope begins to wane. That is another reason for avoiding the news. Do you know that the news is psychologically arranged to cause fear, insecurity, and hopelessness? Yes, it is a form of social programming to get the response you want out of the masses. Indeed, it is deliberate manipulation of the mass mind. This way, the economy can be predicted with greater accuracy. Professional investors monitor the public's emotional responses and make investments accordingly. It is all planned and mapped in higher institutions of learning and think tanks. This is the Lord speaking to me. So he continued, it is programming identical in ideology to the show called The Matrix. Though this mass programming is not quite a reality yet with implants, all the thoughts and ideas broadcasted through media programs and news are simply mental manipulations to get the public to behave a certain way. And that's only what you can perceive through the physical senses. There's much more flowing copiously from the demonic hierarchy under principalities and broadcasting below the human awareness level to create certain moods. Even hunger can be stimulated, broadcasting certain frequencies. It is a highly sophisticated science and calls for extreme caution from Christians. If you were to see a graphic display of what actually is traveling through the atmosphere in your town, you would see a blizzard during the day, and even at night, there is this white noise energy, but much less intense. I know you prefer the daytime, Claire. So do I. I love the light. But night has less interference from electronics. I know you're struggling to keep your eyes open and hear me, my beloved. I will help you. And I did get through the message. Thank you, Lord. I am struggling. Well, the reason I brought this up to you and our family is that they need to know much of what they feel can be stimulated by invisible forces. There's that thing that Lana Vassar was talking about. But when you come to me, my brides, I wash all the filth of that programming away. When you worship, isn't that what Lana said is the thing to use against this? Worship. When you worship, you are lifted out of the earthly reality, transported into heaven, where worship is going 24 hours. Continuous worship, continuous renewal, healing, and cleansing of the mind. In the day that I take over the administration of earth and Satan is bound, the atmosphere will be glorious beyond imagining. It will be pristine, clear, peaceful, joyful, to the point where you almost hear the trees and the flowers singing. Yes, all creation sings to worship me, all creation. Though you cannot perceive it because of the millenniums of filth and demonic influence, when the earth is purified, it will be almost tangible, almost something you can touch. So acutely pure will be the atmosphere, the waters, the air, the plants, the animals will be singing harmonies of joy that I have come to rule the earth. Even now they are laboring against the filth and the continual degeneration and stagnation of men's sins. But when they are freed, what a glorious day that will be. And I wanted to give you some scriptural backup for what he's saying here. Romans 8:19, for all creation is waiting eagerly for that future day when God will reveal who his children really are. Against its will, all creation was subjected to God's curse, but with eager hope, the creation looks forward to the day when it will join God's children in glorious freedom from death and decay. Wow, an immortal creation. For we know that all creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth, right up to the present time. And we believers groan also, even though we have the Holy Spirit within us, as a foretaste of future glory. For we long for our bodies to be released from sin and suffering. We too wait with eager hope for the day when God will give us our full rights as his adopted children, including the new bodies he's promised us. We were given this hope when we were saved. If we already have something, we don't need hope to have it. But if we look forward to something we don't have, and we must wait patiently and confidently in hope. And speaking a little bit more about the creation, it's written in Mark, when the Lord said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He didn't say to all men, he said to all creation. In Psalm 96:13, let all creation rejoice before the Lord, for he comes. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness. And Psalm 148, praise the Lord from the earth, you creatures of the ocean depths, fire and hail, snow and clouds, wind and weather that obey him, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals, all livestock, small scurrying animals and birds, praise the Lord. So the Lord continued after that. He said, hope is what I impart to you. Desperation is what man imparts. That is the reason I wish for you to abstain from worldly news. There are some of my servants who present the news in its accurate form. But even they focus on what is coming upon the earth, which is so negative. Even now in worship, you can access the river of life, the creative cleansing power of the Father through worship. That is why it's so important for it to dominate your lives. To the degree that you partake of the degradation of earth, to that degree you need cleansing from that influence. It is a very rare soul that gets thorough and complete cleansing from the contamination they have accumulated. Very rare. Baptism can be one of those times. Being born again can also be. But there's nothing quite like worship. Lift up your eyes to the hills from whence comes your redemption. Lift up your hearts to heaven and drink from the rivers of living waters flowing from the throne of the Father. Dancing, alive and yearning to wash over you, each and every one, and restore your virginal purity and eternal life. In the wholeness never before experienced on this earth since Adam and Eve. Yes, hope is great indeed. I will make all things new. I will liberate this earth from its endless cycles of death. And you too, my brides, will meet with your eternal purpose in me, excelling in excellence, creativity, love, and service. And you will return to rule and reign with me, that justice may be restored and evil defeated. I want you to think on these things. I want you to see the hope that's stored up for you in me. Yes, I am coming, bringing my reward with me. In the twinkling of an eye, you shall be made whole. You shall rise in the fullness of life, and forever we will dance the dance of life, celebrating our love as even the flowers sing to you. In heaven, we will celebrate wholeheartedly with all our strength and being the wonders of our love for you. And to those who love a party, I want to say you've seen nothing on this earth in the way of celebrating. In heaven, there is celebration from the least to the greatest. Even the doe and the fawn will jump and frolic in the freedom intended for it from the beginning. Nothing shall be sad or fearful. All shall be filled with confidence and peace as they progress from glory to glory. Oh, what a day it will be when we are finally united. So be at peace, my brides. Look forward to that day. Let it be the underpinning of your thinking, not the sadness and sin of this world, but the joy and fulfillment of the next. I bless you now with hope. Take deep breaths of this hope and hide it in your heart. Return to your heart frequently and drink of this wholesome river of life, even as you worship on this earth.